My name is Arthur Rickman. I'm a pastor serving in Latin America and the Caribbean. My position is that of an area facilitator working primarily in the countries of Mexico, Belize, Panama, and Guatemala. An area facilitator primarily oversees certain countries and helps with the different aspects of church relations and knowing what's going on in the country, working with the partner churches, and helping to facilitate the mission work in various ways. At this time, we're really focusing on theological education. Of course, we're always looking to start churches, and we focus on word and sacrament ministry. I'll use Mexico for an example. In Mexico right now, we've reestablished relationships with the Mexican church, and we haven't done work there formally as a synod in about 10 years. Right now, I work with the Sínodo Luterano de México, which is the partner church that we have in Mexico. And one of our primary goals at this time is to emphasize theological education. And what we're hoping to do is provide theological education for pastors in Mexico who otherwise would not be able to receive that background and strengthen our partner churches in various ways. Part of the problems in Latin America is that at this time they don't have a strong church in the sense of having national pastors who are trained theologically. So what we want to do is be able to come alongside of them, providing theological education where we can, offering courses in country, and of course also through our missionaries and that working with them to strengthen them in these areas. I couldn't say it was any one particular thing that brought me into the office of the ministry. There was a lot of encouragement that came from friends and family. Of course, I'd always have an interest in serving in the church, and I knew that it would be a privilege to be able to serve in a formal capacity. My background was working during college in social services, and I just remember having many conversations with some of the people I worked with and some of the youth that I worked with, and it opened up an opportunity to me to see that being able to share and work in the church on a regular basis would be a great privilege. Both my wife and I had always had an interest in serving overseas and missions. Initially, after we graduated from our undergrads, we thought that it might be in an informal capacity and maybe serving short term. And as we continued to explore various options, that led us to seminary, where my wife also studied to be a deaconess. And during that time at seminary, we found out that there was an opportunity to serve overseas where I could carry out my vicarage. And at that point, my wife would have graduated as a deaconess. So looking into that possibility, we considered it, and we applied and were fortunate enough to have the opportunity to serve overseas for an international vicarage. But it had always been something that we had wanted to do even before attending seminary. After completing my vicarage in Panama, I returned to the United States. We lived in Iowa, and that was my first congregation, my first call. And we lived there for about 4 years. It's difficult to say that there's a regular schedule, just given the fact that there are so many things going on in the mission field, and it may be that I'm gone quite frequently, 1 week or a couple weeks at a time. And then primarily working with a lot of the churches and visiting churches in the United States when I'm stateside. So there's no set schedule. It often varies. But I'll use for an example, 1 week I might be traveling in Mexico, which living in Houston, Texas, gives me the opportunity to travel to places like Mexico and Guatemala, Belize, quite easily. And visiting with our churches there, helping to support theological education. And in the time where I'm back in stateside, then I have the opportunity to reconnect with a lot of partner churches, those churches that are helping to support the mission in the United States. Daniel Conrad is going to be serving in Mexico City, and his primary role will be that of providing theological education. Now, he won't be living or he won't be serving only in Mexico City. He'll also have the opportunity to provide theological education in other parts of Mexico as well. My role in working with Pastor Conrad is going to be that of helping to facilitate different courses throughout Mexico and where I can to strengthen those relationships with the Sínodo Luterano de México. I would ask that people would keep us as a family in prayer, that they would enable us to serve to the best of our capacities in the mission work that is before us, to pray for our national churches that are in partnership with us, to pray for health and safety of all the missionaries in the field, not only in Latin America and the Caribbean, but throughout the world, and to pray that we'd be given the opportunity to be able to share the gospel with those who have not heard it.